Thank you, Mike. This morning, we're going to reserve the Bible reading for the time that we actually go through the message today. So now I ask Jim if he'd come and share with the smaller children, younger children, and older children alike. Thank you.
I think that covers us all. Well, you can probably can stay with where you are if you want to. You can come up, whatever, it's your choice today. But I do have a couple of pictures here and a couple of things that you may need to be close to see, but doesn't matter. Last week, Mr. Stevenson was talking about the Jewish people, the Israelites, rediscovering God's word, and they were starting to read it, and they were hearing lots of things that they haven't heard for a very long time. And one of the things that in that passage was that they were to go out at a certain time of year, and it's called the Feast of Tabernacles, and they were to build booths. Now, does any kids know what booths might be? A shop? It could be, yes, we do talk about that, having booths at various markets and things like that, but no. You have a look at this picture here. Can you see something that might look like a booth? Tents. Yeah, there are tents in there. Now, sort of hidden in the trees, you can have that one if you like. And I've done a bit of tenting, and you actually might recognise somebody here, and somebody should recognise himself. You see somebody you know in there? Ian, yes. Right. And he's done a bit of tenting with me over the years. And so why do you take a tent? To keep you warm, yes, and keep you dry. So God had told the Israelites, particular time of year during this festival, they were to move out of their houses and go and gather up wood and make a tent. And they made tents on top of their roofs, and they would live there, I don't know, for 7 days or something. I'm not really up with the full story. But it was to remind them, I think, of some of their history and to make a change for them from their normal life, and that they'll remember what God had done for them when they lived in tents for a long, long time in their period of their history, 40 years. And God had looked after them during that time as they moved around in the desert. And so God had told them, now once a year you need to do this and get out of your houses and remember and talk about what I've done for you with the younger people, with all the people in your community. Now, do we have special celebrations? Can you think about any of those? I've got something in here. Maybe Hayden could tell me what's in here. What's in here, Hayden? Can you see what's in here? What's that? And here, yeah. Now, what time of the year do you associate? Not those, quite most of the eggs. Do you know a time when you have eggs? Anybody else?
Breakfast.
Do you know times when you have something that looks like eggs, but it's not really, you can call them eggs? Chocolate eggs. What time of year is that?
Easter.
And what do we celebrate at Easter? We celebrate that Jesus died on the cross and he was resurrected, wasn't he? Here. He's made alive again. So that's one celebration we have. And what's another one that might be? What's coming up?
Christmas.
And we give presents. Now, what does Christmas celebrate for Christians? What's that? Yeah, Jesus' birthday. So we give each other presents because God came as a man amongst us and became like us, didn't he? So that helps us remember that. And there's other celebrations where we remember things too. I've got something on my jersey. What is it? It's a poppy. And what does that remember? That's right. People were killed in wars. That's right. And then yesterday, they had Armistice Day, which commemorated the finish of the World War One. They called the Great War. It's what, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month? Yes. And so that we were to remember that that was a great time when peace came again to Europe and involved us as well here. But there's another celebration that that Jesus told us specifically to carry out regularly, and we had it last week, last Sunday. What did we have last Sunday that we did that was normal? We don't usually do it in church every week.
Communion.
That's right. We celebrated communion. And that's a special thing that Jesus gave for us to remember that he came, to remember his death, and to remember his resurrection, and that we have hope because of all that, and that he loves us. Right. So, today, in their reading, the people have been reading the Bible, or the law, and they found out they should have been celebrating all these festivals and things, and they were getting to know God's word again, and they were getting to know God again, and they realized that they had moved a long way from God and that they needed to get back to him. And so it caused them to actually reflect on what they were doing and to ask God that they needed his forgiveness and to confess their sins to him. And so it brought them right back to being with God. And that's what God's word does for us. It brings us back to him. And what these celebrations like communion and when we remember Christmas and Easter, they help us to remind us of who God is and what he's done for us. That's what I have to share today.
Thank you, Jim.